USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history will end without a contract deal.
Kaiser Permanente employees will begin returning to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held October 12th.
A union representative says the two sides remain far apart on the issue of wages. Kaiser employees are seeking annual pay increases and higher staffing levels. A recent study reveals that the U.S. economy suffered nearly a $4 billion blow due to the United Auto Workers strike. The losses encompass reduced worker wages and production dips at GM, Ford, and Stellantis. The research firm Anderson Economic Group, based in Michigan, also factors in added expenses for suppliers, dealers, and consumers. A former IRS contractor is planning to plead guilty in federal court after leaking former President Trump's tax records. Charles Littlejohn is scheduled to enter into a plea deal next week in a Washington, D.C. court. Between 2018 and 2020, Littlejohn reportedly stole tax information associated with Trump and thousands of the nation's wealthiest people and leaked it to the press. He's not heading back home to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. I'm John Schaefer.
The average price of gas in the U.S. could fall to $3.25 by Halloween. Oil prices are suddenly in freefall mode and plunged by 5.6% to $84.22 a barrel on Wednesday, marking the biggest one-day decline in a year. The national average for regular gas currently stands at $3.77 a gallon, according to AAA. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Employment is way up in the United States.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
New Yorkers could see up to several inches of rain this weekend. New York City's flash flood emergency plan is in effect. Governor Kathy Hochul is warning people on Long Island and in the Hudson Valley about rain and flooding. The Powerball jackpot has climbed to $1.4 billion after no winner for the last 11 weeks. The jackpot is the third largest prize in the Powerball game's history and the fifth largest of all U.S. lottery games. Winners can either receive the money as a one lump sum of $643.7 million in cash or one immediate payment and 29 annual payments. Payments totaling $1.4 billion, excluding taxes. Tonight's drawing will be held at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. And several earthquakes hit western Afghanistan today, taking the lives of at least 15 people and injuring another 40. The U.S. Geological Survey says the initial quake registered a magnitude of 6.3 northwest of the city of Herat and was followed by subsequent quakes. There are reports of widespread damage to houses in multiple provinces. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.